So what's interesting about that was Glenn Barr, a friend of Gordon's, that here this guy goes to the effort to draw barnacles and take sleeves.
Yeah.
And here he is with a 45-ton whale. Now, we have these whales here in Alaska, right?
They're up here feeding right now. So, you know, not the ones over on Costa Rica, but the ones that come up from Hawaii are up here feeding now. They'll feed. They feed about two tons a day. You know, so you can see why if we have more whales, we're going to have them eating more. And then they go down to Hawaii and have their offspring and party and come back up next season, feed, go down to Hawaii.
You have referred to whales as the canaries of the ocean. Yeah. Tell us what that means.
Well, it's one of those old historic things, you know, where miners, when they used to go in coal mines and various kinds of things, they didn't have any of the sensors, the detectors in the old days. So they had canaries that they would put in the mine shaft to detect toxic gases, you know, hydrogen sulfide or methane or something that would be, obviously, would kill a miner because you can't breathe it. Well, the canary was in the mine shaft, you know, essentially. So when the canary dropped, blunk, the miners got out because they knew that the atmosphere, the air was toxic. They don't know why. They just knew the canary died. I'm out of here. Okay? So that's where that was. And I kind of picked that up because a little tiny canary in a great big mine, here's what we think of as a great big animal, a whale, in a great big ocean, which makes him a little tiny canary. And they integrate. They go wherever they go. They're bringing, you know, they're in that environment. So if the environment's toxic somewhere, they're going to leave or, you know, something's going to happen to them. They make it ill.
And they also eat microorganisms, you were telling me, that are very sensitive to toxicity
and various kinds of pollution. So there's basically two types of whales, the filter feeder type and the tooth whale. The tooth whale are the ones that pulled the cod off the fishing lines we talked about the other day.
In Southeast Alaska, yes.
Yeah, and they're going to teach everybody around the world to do that, I'm sure. But then the other ones are filter feeders, and that's what the humpbacks are. And they're up here, and they filter feed by herding with bubble rings, and we'll talk about this at some point. They blow bubbles and herd the bait fish or the microorganisms, and they get all panicked and swim around like crazy. And then you've seen pictures of these whales, 10 or 15 of them, lunging up to the surface with their big gaping mouths. Well, they're just gulping up the water with all these minnows and microbes in them or microorganisms in them, and then they flush out the water and swallow it. So 2 tons a day of microbes means you got to eat trillions and trillions and trillions of them, but nobody else is eating them. So that's why they gain so much weight. And they come up here because with the upwelling of the nutrients in the water and blah, 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 it's so productive that these microorganisms, with the sunlight, the long days, they just explode.
And if there's anything that's toxic, you can pick up that information.
That's what we're learning to do. Today, we've learned so much from the 70s that now I call it the most successful conservation program I've ever really been around with animals, because we've gone from a few thousand to a nice, stable population now. We don't know what it's going to level off at, because the population has to be supported by their environment, and their environment is without borders, Steve. It goes from Hawaii to here to Mexico. So anything that is a problem will get integrated by them. And that's, again, that's why I call them the canaries of the ocean. You know, there are signals that we can get from them.
And warnings.
Exactly.
That we're having problems with areas of the ocean.
Right. And you see lots more articles, and I see it on my little whaleswithoutborders.info where I follow the news. Lots more dead whales showing up all over the place, and people are wondering why. Well, one of the main reasons why is we have a lot more of them now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So what's happened is our conservation is establishing the population, and now we're going to get all these other established populations going and re-equilibrating with what's going on in the ocean.